The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Nun Vav, and we are 7 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Nun Hey Amud Beis. So yesterday we began what will be a 3 daf digression, a very welcome digression from the sugyas of Perik Yesh Noichlo and Perik Mishameis that deal primarily with Hilchas Nachlois, with the laws of Shchiv Mera, and we began discussing halachos regarding when a child becomes a gadol. So traditionally you think a child becomes a gadol when he turns 13. But as we saw yesterday, it's rather complicated. The focus of at least the rate portion of yesterday's daf was the age of 20. And we know that the age of 20 comes up in halacha in various places. Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, daf Chav Tes on the days until a person turns 20 years old, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yoshev u'metzapa, he waits, when is this person going to get married? Once he turns 20, at that point Hashem writes him off to a certain degree. We spoke about the idea that until a person turns 20 years old, although he's a bar oinchen b'dinei adam, so if he's mechal Shabbos been mazed with edim and asra, etc., bezin would give him misas bezin. If he eats neveilos with edim and asra, bezin would give him malchus. But b'dinei shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish a person until he turns 20 years old. Where does it say that? Rashi brings it in the beginning of Parshas Chayesara. Rashi brings it in last week's Parshas Korach. It's a Gemara Masechta Shabbos. We spoke out tshuvas neflois from the Medeb Yehuda, from the Chacham Sofer, from the Chacham Tzvi, the Maralmi Prags, Kasha, the Chacham Tzvi's Teretz, the Chidoz Teretz, that's brought in the Bnei Yisoschem, Tishrei, Maim Revav. So we spoke at a lot of festerade regarding the age of 20. But the way we related it back to the Gemara was that you saw in the sugya yesterday that the idea of why a child would not become a full bar mitzvah, a full bar unchen until he turns 20 years old is based on the fact that Chazal understood that a person doesn't fully develop, he doesn't fully mature until he's 20 years old. So the Chachamim was somewhat partial to teenagers. They understood that during the teenage years, there are things going on that give a person a certain imbalance, and we're partial to him. So until he turns 20, he gets over those teenage years, there's a certain blind eye that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns towards the person, he's not a Bar Oinshin, Medinei Shamayim. How did it come into the sugyas of Mishameis? Because the Gemara said a halacha that if somebody yarshins karka from his father, and he wants to sell it, although ordinarily you'd think that once he's a gadol, he could sell it. As a matter of fact, metaltalin, even pe'utais, even ketanim, you find have an ability to sell. But when it comes to karka, that you yarshin, you do not have an ability to sell it until you turn 20 years old. Again, based on this idea that a person's das does not fully develop, it does not fully mature until he turns 20 years old. Either way, we're going to see today part 2 of this 3 daf series. Metz Hashem, tomorrow will be part 3. Zok Tegemar, Amar Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, Ule Edus, although we said that a child that yarshins karka from his father does not have the right to sell that karka until he turns 20 years old, stating that he is considered a gadol before the age of 20, when he turns a bar mitzvah, with regards to other areas in Choshen Mishpat, such as Eidos. So once he turns 13 years old, he's kosher to say Eidos. Amar Mazutra said, Lo yamar ne'elul metaltli. Aval mekarkli loy. This that you're saying, that once someone turns bar mitzvah, he could already say Eidos, that's only with regards to Choshen Mishpat transactions that involve metaltlin. But if it involves karka, not. Why? Because if you're telling me that he can't sell karka until he's 20 years old, then it makes sense. He shouldn't be kosher le'edos until he's 20 either. Amalei Rav Ashi le'mazutra, ma'ishna metaltlin. Why do you think metaltlin is different than karka? Oh, this is vini zvini. Because he could sell metaltlin once he becomes bar mitzvah. He can't sell karka until he turns 20. So it makes sense that same distinction should trickle down to Chasidus as well. He's a kosher aid once he's bar mitzvah, but he would it for metaltin, but not for karka. But the Gemara says, if you're going to go with that thought process, with that methodology, we know that a child is allowed to sell metaltlin even before he becomes bar mitzvah, once he reaches the age of pe'utais. And there's a discussion in the Gemara, getting on Tessam and Aleph, what exactly the age of pe'utais is. The youngest age is kavar sheva, once he's 6 or 7 years old. So if you're telling me that Hilchas Eidos is toluy in what you can or cannot do from a transaction standpoint, and it's for that reason that you're not kosher le'edos karka until you're 20, because you can't sell karka, that you yarshin from your father until you're 20 years old, then based on that, you should go lekula as well and say that a child who's already at the age of peutais, which may be as young as 6 or 7 years old, should be kosher le'edos metaltlin, being that he could sell metaltlin. If what you can or cannot sell is totally in when you are and aren't kosher le'edos, then just like you're going l'chumra and saying that someone that's bar mitzvah, he counts for a minyan, he's a bar mitzvah. But until he turns 20 years old, being that he can't sell karka, he can't say edus for karka, so go l'kul as well. Say it in the reverse extreme. And say that someone who's a katan, who although he's not bar mitzvah, he doesn't count for a minyan, but being that he can sell, because he's included in the pe'utais, who mekchan mekach, umemkara memkar, he should be kashal edus, amale. So the Gemara says that Mar Zutra said, it's true. Based on this methodology, even a katan should be kosher le'edos when it comes to metaltlin. Stating that there's gzeiras hakasav. The gzeiras hakasav is va'amdu shneya anoshim. Anoshim, referring to edim, you see that they have to be gedolim. If they're going to be ketanim, if they're going to be children, they will not be kosher le'edos. In other words, there's gzeiras hakasav that in order for someone to be an ed, he has to be 13 years old. He has to be a bar mitzvah. He has to be an ish. But if he's a katan, even if he's a bar dan, and even though we're dealing with metaltlin, where he can buy and sell, if he can buy and sell, he could certainly be an aid. It would make sense, as the Gemara, it doesn't matter. It's true. In Svara, maybe you're right. But there's a Gzeres HaKosov. The Gzeres HaKosov says, V'amdu shnei anoshim, that you have to be an adult, but if you're going to be a child, you're going to be puzzle aids. It's interesting. Now, we spoke about this at length in the end of Masechta's Gittin. The Rambam, a very puzzling Lashon HaRambam, in Hilchas Eidos, Perek Tes Halacha Tes. So the Rambam there is talking not about a katan, he's talking about a shoita. The Rambam says, a shoita posel Eidos min HaTorah. A shoita is posel Eidos. Now if I would ask you, why is a shoita posel Eidos? You would say, Lefi She'enoi Bardas. That's probably what you would say. So just like a shoita can't get married, he can't divorce his wife, he can't get involved in Mekach HaMemka, he's posel Eidos as well. Because in order to be an aid, you have to see something, comprehend it, be able to articulate it. There's a certain level of das you would think is required in order to be an eid. So a shoita who's not a bar das, you would think is possible eidus. Let's see what the Rambam says. Hashoita possible eidus min haTorah lefi she'enoi ben mitzvahs. Because he's not chayv mitzvahs. And being that he's not chayv mitzvahs, says the Rambam, it's for that reason he's possible eidus. Freak the kesef mishnah, tzorachir, heicha iso sh'atam shu possible lefi she'enoi ben mitzvahs. What's if doing any ben mitzvahs? If you ask me, says the kesef mishnah, I would tell you, a shayt is possible eidus because he's not a bar das. And there's two parts to the question. Number one, why the Rambam need a new reason? Say more posh, it's not a bar das. And number two, where did the Rambam get this idea, b'chlal, that someone that's not chayiv and mitzvahs is part. What's up to a chayiv mitzvahs? You don't count for a minyan until you chayiv and mitzvahs. You don't put on tefillin until you chayiv and mitzvahs. But what does Hilchas Eidos have to do with being chayiv and mitzvahs or not chayiv and mitzvahs? So last, when we learned Masechtas Gittin, we spoke at a tshuva and a flaw for Ramosha. Ramosha was very young at the time that he wrote this tshuva. It was Negeya, a person that was suffering from some bipolar issue. And he had got married, wanted to divorce his wife, and the question was whether he was competent enough to be able to divorce his wife or if he wasn't competent enough. So we actually had a rabbi on this recently, but the point is that this person met Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe realized that this person was a shoita. He clearly wasn't mit the alamin, but he was a shoita b'davar echad. The davar echad was, he thought he was Mashiach. Moshe writes in the tshuva, he used to walk around like Adam Arishan Kaidam Achet. And he said that if he didn't get an aliyah, he would be Meicha. He says one time he was in shul, they didn't give him an aliyah, he got really upset. So he went to the Aron Kodesh, he did Vayibim Soya Aron, he took the Sefer Torah, he ran for his life to try to find his own minion because how could he, Mashiach, not get an aliyah? But the bottom line is, Moshe ended up allowing this person to divorce his wife. It was a Chiddush Gadol, and he based it on the fact that this person was a Shaita, but he was only a Shaita B'davarech. And the Rambam, and Moshe said a Chiddush, that a shoita b'davar echad is really not a shoita in all areas of halacha other than hilchos edus. And he based it on this Rambam here. If you want, you can listen to the Rebbe. It was posted last week. Ein kam mekoy moy laharach. But I just think, in terms of what's the makor to this Rambam, where did Rambam get this idea that someone that's not a bar mitzvah is possible? It's the Gemara we just learned. Because you see, the Gemara said that even a katan whose das developed earlier than the age of Bar Mitzvah. He's included in the Pe'utos. That means he's technically a Bar Das. Based on that, you'd think he should be Kosher Le'edos. Says the Gemara, he's still Pasul Le'edos. Why? This is Gzeres HaKosov. The Gzeres HaKosov is V'amdu Shneyo Anoshim Anoshav Alei Ketanim. You have to be an Ish. Zoysoy Meres, there's a Halacha that you have to be Bar Mitzvah. You have to be 13 years old in order to be an Eid. So what the Rambam is saying is that not only is a shaita pasul eidos because he's not a bardas, but even if you're going to find an example where a shaita maybe is a bardas, just like I could find an example of a katan's a bardas, what's the example? Pe'utos, he's a bardas. Still, he's going to be pasul eidos because just like a katan is a smite. Why is he a smite? Because he's not a bar mitzvah. That's the way the Rambam understood it. So too, a shaita would be in a smite because he's not a bar mitzvah either. Either way, zoktig marvait. So even though we said that someone younger than 20 years old who inherits land from his father, sells it, the mecher is not a mecher, if he gifts it, he doesn't sell it, he just gives it to somebody as a gift, the matana is going to be a matana. Amalei Rav Ashi Lameimar, Rav Ashi told Lameimar, makes no sense. Hashta, umaz vini de mekabel zuzi amr deloi. Madach, if he sells it, where he's getting something in return for his sale, he's getting money, you're telling me that the mecher is not a good mecher. Why? Because we don't trust his judgment. We don't think that he's competent enough, he's mature enough, to be able to go through with such a sale. Dilma Meisel Mazman, because we're afraid that he may not sell it for the right price. He may take too little money. It's Kolshke Matana, Dole Matle Blomidi. So it's only Matana, he's not getting anything in return. It shouldn't be good. Amalei told him, Litamech, according to you, Zavin Chamisha Beshisa Hachi Named Esvini Esvini. So you're telling me it's all about you're afraid that this person's getting a bad deal. If that's the case, so let's say you know for sure he's getting a good deal. He's taking something that's worth five, and he's selling it for six. Are you going to tell me it's a good mecher? You know it's not. The Chachamim said, you can never sell karka that you inherit from your father until you turn 20 years old. Ella, must be. Kimdul Rabbanon. The Rabbanon felt the Yenuka Mikra Vedaita Gabizuzi, children like money. The Amrit Zvine Zvini, and if you're going to tell him that he could sell Zidni the Makarka Shalezuzi, someone's going to come, he's going to start dangling money in front of him. Azul Mazbul, Kula Nixi, Davu, and he's going to end up selling everything. Aval Gabi Matana, when it comes to Matana, Ilab the Havale Hano, Mine, Le Haviyav, Le Matana, people don't just give gifts. Meaning, our concern is that children get infatuated with money. And they don't really understand how much money, how little money, but money for some reason resonates by them, resonates by most people. But it certainly resonates in an immature way when it comes to children. So if you're going to allow them to sell, we're afraid before you know it, they're going to just sell everything. Matana, kid's not necessarily going to give away a gift. It's not that he's too incompetent to know what he knows what he's doing. He's just tempted by money. So if you tell him he could sell, then there's a concern. He may sell for too little money. But a gift, he's not just going to give away a gift. And if he gives it, there must be something that he's getting in return. Amru Rabbanan Tavi Matanas Matana Labdalei Mili. So Rabbanan said, he wants to give a gift. I'm not so worried about Matanas. I'm worried about sales. You know why? Because there's money involved. And once there's money, you're going down a slippery slope. Amru Rav Nachman Amashmu Boitgin Likidushin Ligerishin Ben. So we mentioned this many times. This is one of the more important halachas that comes up over and over and over again. And that is that people have a misconception. People think that when does a boy become bar mitzvah? When he turns 13 years old. When does a girl become bat mitzvah? When she turns 12 years old. It's a mistake. A boy doesn't become bar mitzvah when he turns 13, and a girl doesn't become bat mitzvah when she turns 12. A boy becomes bar mitzvah when he brings two sires. A girl becomes bat mitzvah when she brings two sires. The reason we always attribute bar mitzvah to 13 and bat mitzvah to 12 is because of Rava's chazakah, whose makar is a mesechtes nida, and that is, Rava said, when a child turns 13 years old, boy, a girl, 12, there's a chazakah that he or she already brought two sires. But it's based on the fact that we're assuming that there's two sires that we can go and operate under the impression that these are gedolim, not ketanim. But if you know for sure that the zohar did not bring two sires when he turned 13, or that the nekeva didn't bring two sires when she turned 12, then he's not going to be a gadol, and she's not going to be a gedolim. That's why we only rely on the chazakah for certain things. We don't rely on the chazakah for other things. We mentioned that's why mitzvah boys don't lay parsha zohar, because it's a din d'oraisa. We don't want to rely on the chazakah for a din d'oraisa. But really, you don't become bar mitzvah until you bring Shtei Cyrus. It's based on that, that Rav Nachman said over in the name of Shmuel, a very important halacha, that if a 13-year-old wants to get married, we don't just let the marriage go down. We're Baidik. We make sure Does he have two Sairas? Does he not have two Sairas? So if a 13-year-old wants to daven for the Amid, Ma'ariv, the middle of the week, there's no Badika. We allow him daven for the Amid. We rely on the Chazak of the Rav. But if he wants to be Mekadesh and Isha, Baitkin, we have to make sure, the Gerishin. Or if he wants to divorce his wife, the Gemara is going to ask, if he got married, they must have done a Badika already, so why is it Negei again, the Gerishin? Or the Chalitza, let's say a girl who's going to be receiving Chalitza from a Yavam. There too, we would have to do Badika to make sure she's a Gedoilo. Ulimiyunin. Let's say a girl got married, Kedushay Miyun, Kedushay Derabanan. With Allah, as long as she's a Ktana, she can leave her marriage. We have to be Badik to make sure that she's not a Gadol. The Limker, Benichseyavavachye Ben Asrim. And so too, with regards to this Allah, we do a Badika to make sure that this 20-year-old who wants to sell the Nechasim that he inherited from his father, we have to make sure that he's in fact 20, that he's in fact a Gadol. Fake the Gemara, keep the Badik, no, the Kedushin, the Gerushin, Lamabi. You mentioned Kedushin, you mentioned Gerushin. Once they did a Badika for Kedushin, why do you have to do another Badika for Gerushin? So the Gemara says a Geshmaketeretz. You know where it's Negeya? It's Negeya Yibon. It's not related to the mission of Vatation of Yemen. If someone's 9 years old and it was Baal Yevimtai, Kana, that loch is that the Yibum is Chal. It means it's possible, it's a good trivia question, for a cotton to get married. How could a cotton get married? Yibum. Yibum works once you're 9 years old. Isha Hiknolim and Ashamayim, the Zika, right? With Yibum, you start off on second base. You already have the Zika. You already have a big part of the Ishus. All the Yavam and the Yavama need to do is really close the deal. But most of it is already there. So even a katan can do Yibum. Some Bentesha, Shan of Yemechet Shaba, Yevimtoi, Kana, the Inois and Get, Achi Yigada. But even this Yavam, if he wants to divorce this woman, he would have to wait until he's a Gadol. That's where it's Nogeya, the Bedika for Gerishin, which first goes into effect once he becomes a Gadol. The Chalitza, what about Chalitza? Lafukim with Rabbi Yossi, Damat, Ishkas with Parsha, Avalisha Meg, Dele Bechink Tano, Kamash Balon, Makshin, Ishulish, the like Rabbi Yossi. It's really based on Rabbi Yossi's Chiddish. Rabbi Yossi held that only the Yavam or the Chaylitz has to be an adult. The girl, the Yavama, the Chalutza, does not have to be an adult. Kamash Malon, this halacha of Rav Nachman, the name of Shmuel, that we don't paskin like Rav Yossi. We paskin that in order for a ketana to obtain Chalitza, she has to prove first that she's a Gedoila. Thus, we need to do a bdik ulimi yunin. We're boydik for miyun to make sure that she's still a ketana, that she's not a gedoyla. Lafukim with Rabbi Yehuda, Dama Hachiyar B'Shacher, Kamash Malon, the lake Rabbi Yehuda. There's a sheet that's Rabbi Yehuda that holds that a girl's allowed to do Mian even when she becomes a gedoyla. Hachiyar B'Shacher, once she has more Shacher, more here, Ba'isa Makim, than that, that's the time that she's not allowed to do Mian anymore. But two Cyrus would not disqualify her from being able to do Mian. Kamash Malanda, what are we baidik? We're baidik Shtei Cyrus. We don't have to check to make sure that it's Yar B'Shachar. The Limka B'Nichse Yav Avache Ben Esrim, what's the Chiddush of that? Afukim Imando Amar Ben Shmoyne Esrim. It's coming to exclude the Mandama that said that the age is not 20, the age is really 18, says the Gemara. So we had a whole bunch of different halachas regarding the halachis of when a child matures. V'hilchas. So what's the bottom line? Number one, teichs manoi, kilif neis manoi. So we had two shitas when someone who yarshins land from his father is allowed to sell the land. Both in the name of Rav Nachman. Rav Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Huna Bar Chinina Amar Rav Nachman. The first shita was 18, the second shita was 20. But there was an ibay in the Gemara yesterday. When we say 18, does it mean 18 full years? What we would call an 18-year-old? Or does it mean once the child enters his 18th year? Meaning once he turns 17. With regards to the shita that holds 20. Is it 20 or is it really 19? Paskins the Gemara, Hilchasa Toichzman, the 18th year, the 20th year is Kelifnezman, is too young. Meaning you have to be 18 or 20, not 17 or 19 respectfully. The Hilchasa to Gidol Bar Menashe. The halacha is like Gidol Bar Menashe of yesterday's that. What did Gidol Bar Menashe say? That the only time you have to be either 18 or 20 is if you ain't a yoidea betiv mas umat. Remember Gidol Bar Menashe's psak halacha regarding there was a 14-year-old girl who was mature enough. She understood business. She was a chevroman. So this 14-year-old girl was allowed to sell nichsei aviv even though she was younger than the required age because she was a yoides. Betiv. So that's a lochel ma'isa. So although it's true, 18 or 20, and it's toich zmanoi kelif dezmani, you need the full age, but it's only assuming that you're not a yedei b'tiv ma'asomat. If you understand business, then the halacha is going to be different. The halachas like Gemar Zutra. The halacha is like Gemar Zutra. That was the first halacha we saw this morning regarding Eidos. That in order to say Eidos of Karki, you'd also have to be 18 or 20 years old. But with regards to metaltolin, 13 would be enough. Why not younger than 13? I pu'utais. The Teretz says, va'amdu shneyo anashim, gzeres hakasov. You have to be a bar mitzvah, like the Rambam says. You have to be chayiv mitzvah. V'hilchas ha-kamemer. The halacha is like a mamer. That was the second halacha we saw this morning. That even though until you turn 20, you can't sell, but you could give a matana. Selling, there we're uncomfortable because we think that someone's going to entice this person with money and this person's going to do something foolish. But a gift where there's no money involved, we trust that this child is not going to give away his father's thing for nothing unless he feels he's getting something in return. And finally, the halachas of Rav Nachman HaMashmul, regarding all those last halachas. What were the last halachas? We're Baidik, Shtei Cyrus, for Kedushin, Ubaidik, for Gerushin, Ubaidik for Chalitza, which by the way was a Chiddush, because that's like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said a Ketana could do Chalitza. We all the Ketana can do Chalitza. Ubaidik Shtei Cyrus for Miyurin. That was also a Chiddush. That's not like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Miyun has nothing to do with Shtei Cyrus. It's totally in Yar B'Shachar. And the Limkar B'Nichseyav Achei Ben Esrin, and that's the punchline, I guess. We also Paskin, like Rav Nachman HaMashmul, that the age is not 18 years old, but rather the age is 20. So really, there's a lot to talk about now. We'll just finish the daf, and we're going to come back to the Reh. Zok, the Mishnah Vayter, and we return to our regular program, which are the sugyas of Shchiv Merah. So, Shdivrei Shchiv Merah, Kichsuvim V'Chimsurim Dami. That's underpinned a lot of what we've been talking about for the last few weeks. Mar Daf Kuf Mem Zayin, and Aleph, what four Mekairis to Divrei Shchiv Merah, Kichsuvim V'Chimsurim Dami. The first two were extra words in the Parish of Nachleis and Parish of Pinchas. It says Vahavartem, didn't have to. It says Unasatem, it didn't have to. The other two were more from Navi, Chizkiyo, Achitofel of now, Achitofel fame, but either way. So we had the Aloch of Divrei Shchiv Merah Kichsuv Mechimsurim Navi. Tosfos Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph said that it's really only an asmacht, it's not a real din d'oraisa. This, that Divrei Shchiv Merah Kichsuv Mechimsurim Navi is not a real din Torah. It works with Hafker Bez and Hafker. We spoke about that already. Says the Mishnah that although it would seem to be axiomatic, universally accepted, that Divrei Shchiv Merah Kichsuv Mechimsurim Dami, you have to wait till the very 50 blot or so of Hilchas Nachlois to find out that not everybody agrees with that. Zok the Mishnah, I'm a chalik nechasav al piv. So this is a Shchiv Merah. He's giving away his nechasim, and he's doing it al piv. He's relying on Divrei Shchiv Merah. Rebbe Loza says, Echad Bari, the Echad Mesukin. It doesn't matter how healthy he is or how loyaleinu unhealthy he is. Nechasim Sheish L'Machrayis. If the nechasim he's giving away are Yesh L'Machrayis, such as Karka, Nikna Mekasar Shlava Chazalka. You know how the recipient would have to acquire them? The same way you always acquire Nechasim Sheish L'Machrayis. Kesef Shtar Chazalka. V'she'ein L'Machrayis. If we're dealing with Metalflin, Ein Nikna Nala B'Mashicha. You'd have to do a classic Mashicha. In other words, Rebbe Loza told us, in a sort of roundabout way, that there are no privileges that we give to the Shchiv Merah. You're a Shchiv Merah, you're giving your nechassim away. You know how you give it away? The same way a bari gives away his nechassim. You make a kinyan, it's karka, kesef, shtar, chazaka, it's metaltlin, meshicha, whatever. The point is, there's no special privileges for the Shchiv Merah. We do not say, divrei Shchiv Merah, kichsuv v'chimsurim dami. Amru loy, so they told Rabbi Loza, ma'isa b'imen shal b'nei ruchel. There was a story with the mother. Again, this is not the infamous ruchel, although she is somewhat infamous, as we'll see tomorrow. But ma'isa b'imen shal b'nei ruchel, sha'isa chayla, she wasn't well. The amru, and they said, tinuk, she had a piece of jewelry. She said, I want you to give it to my daughter. Not to my daughters-in-law. It was worth 12 mana. Umesa. And she died. And they did what she had instructed them to do. Under the impression that being that she said it, it happened. Because divrei shchiv merah, they told Rabbi Loza, how could you tell me that when a Shchiv Merah has no privileges and you don't say Divrei Shchiv Merah Kichsuv V'Chimsurim Dami, Ma'isa Shahoya Kachoya? Right, sometimes you find the Mishnayos that Chachamim brought rayas from a story. Here's a story, Ma'isa B'Iman Shal B'nei Ruchel. Amar Lehens, Rabbi Loza told the B'nei Ruchel, Tig Brein Iman. Don't get me involved with the B'nei Ruchel. We'll see more about them tomorrow. But Tig Brein Iman, she wasn't a good person. This wasn't a good family. You certainly can't bring rayas from what went down in the family of the B'nei Ruchel to what Halacha L'maisa is, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right, to what Halacha L'maisa is going to be. Tanya, Amar Lehen Rebbe Eliezer Chacham, Rebbe Eliezer told the Chacham, Maisa B'Moroini, there was a story with a Moroini, so I'm assuming this fellow came from Meiron. Maisa B'Moroini, Echad Shehayu B'Yerushalayim, V'Hayu Lo Metaltlin Harbi, he had a lot of Metaltlin, U'Bikesh Lutnam B'Maton, and he wanted to give away as a gift. He was dying. Amru Loi, Ein Lehem Takana Achi Yikna Al Gav Karka. You want to give it away? You have to be magnet. You want to be makdir? I'll give you a good way to do it. Do it bekinyan agav. Holach, he went. V'lokach beisel, he didn't have any karka. So he bought a little bit of land. Samach li Yerushalayim. V'amar, and he said, Svoynoi l'ploini, the northern part of this property that I bought, I want this to go to Reuven. V'imoi, and he should be koin of bekinyan agav, meyetzoin, u'meyachavyas. Right, think about it. If you wanted to be koin of meyetzoin and meyachavyas, it'd be a very tedious process. You have to start doing a lot of mashichas and agbos. But kinyan agav is much easier. Just do a little kinyan, nal gadar or paratz, on a little bit of karka. The kinyan agav was very practical. The kinyan agav, you could be kind of meya tzayin, meya chavis. So that's what he did. The dry money went to darim leploin. The he said, I want the darim side to go to Shimon. The imay meya tzayin, meya chavis. Umes. And then he died. The kaimu chachamim as dvarav. So they were trying to say that you see from here, what was Rabbi Lazar trying to say? You don't say divrei shchimra kichsum chimsurim dami, because we seem to have had a shchimra who wants to give away his possessions before he died, and he had to go through a kinyan agav. What do you have to go through a kinyan agav? Divrei shchimra kichsum chimsurim dami. Elamai says Rabbi Lazar, you see from here that it doesn't work that way. But at the end of the day, you have to follow darkei akinyanim. Nechasim sheish amachrayis keser shtar v'chazaka. Nechasim sheim amachrayis meshicha, whatever. But the point is, you have to follow gidrei kinyanim. Amrulei the chacham told him misham raya. Bringing me a ride from that story, you didn't have all the facts. Maroini Bariyayas, Gaben Agazinta Maroini. He wasn't not well. He was okay, he was fine. It just so happens he died, so it threw you off. After this Mesa, he dropped dead. But at the time, he wasn't a Shchimra. That's why there was no Divrei Shchimra Kichsuvim Chimsurim Dami. That's why he had to be Machnet him. And that story, he did it, Bekinyan Agav. But had he been okay, had he been not okay, had he been a shchivmera, he would not have had to go through this process, because in fact the halacha is divrei shchivmera kichsuvim v'chimsurim bamis. Now let's go back to part two of the raid regarding the halachas of a katan. So two halachas. So we had here Rav Nachman said at the name of Shmuel, Boitkin lekedushin legerishin ulechalitza ulimiyunin v'limkar b'nechzei aviv ad shiyehei ben esra. And this is all predicated on the idea that even though we think someone becomes bar mitzvah when he turns 13, and someone becomes bat mitzvah when she turns 12, it's not the case. Really, it's Tully and Cyrus. 13 and 12 is a time that it's presumed that the person brought Cyrus based on the Chazaka Derava. We rely on the Chazaka Derava for certain things, but not for all things. So when it comes to Kedush and Gerish and Chalitza, Mil, Velimka, and Nechse Yaviv, Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, in those cases, you'd have to go ahead, you'd have to be Baidik. But one thing would seem to be rather intuitive, and that is if you have a 13-year-old boy, and you know for sure that he didn't bring Shtei Cyrus, he's a cop. Because the whole Naila of being 13 years old is the Chazaka Derava. But really, Godless is not Tully in 13. It's Tully in Shtei Cyrus. So if you have a child who turns 13 and you know for a fact that he doesn't have Shtei Cyrus, you have to push him to Bar Mitzvah. He's L'chaira, not Bar Mitzvah. Because Bar Mitzvah is Tully in Cyrus. Again, we're not Baidik. Only for certain things we're Baidik. But for most things, we're not. But really, if you knew for sure that there were no Shtei Cyrus, I think it's rather obvious that the assumption would be that this child would not become bar mitzvah. Stating that, I'm going to tell you an interesting halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's tucked away. It's a chesh mishpat. Simin Zayin, Sivkot and Yud Gimel. How old do you have to be in order to be a dayan? So this morning we had, how old do you have to be in order to be an eight? How old do you have to be in order to be a dayan? Yeshayim Rim, She'enei Roi Ulodun, Elim Ben Yud Ches V'mayla V'hevi Shtei Saris. You have to be at least 18 years old. If you're not 18 years old, you're not old enough to be a dai. V'yeshayimrim, and some say, demi ben yud gimel v'mayla kosher. Once a boy turns bar mitzvah, he turns 13, he's already kosher, but here's the punchline, v'afilu lo yehevi shtei sayres. Even if he didn't bring shtei sayres, meaning even though he's technically not a gadol, but once he turns 13 years old, the halacha is, he's kosher to be a dai. This yeshayimrim, v'mekar is a Yerushalmi, all the Rishonim bring it. There's a Shita, a Yerushalmi, that a child becomes ro'i to be a dayan once he turns 13 years old, even though he didn't bring Shtei Cyrus. And at first glance, the Shita, a Yerushalmi, is tamua. Because what's the maila of being 13 if you don't have two Cyrus? Mamonavshach. Do you have to be a gadol? Then you should have to have two Cyrus. And if you're going to tell me you don't have to be a gadol to be a dayan, as long as you're smart, you're a charif, right? There's a lot of other prerequisites one needs to be in order to be a dayan. That's another story that the Mechaber is not talking about. The Mechaber is discussing more the age component. But if you're going to tell me that we don't care how old you are, as long as you're a charif, you understand the halachas, then why do you have to be 13? As long as you're smart enough, you're intelligent enough. It's possible for a child to be a bardas. So you have to be a gadol, you should be shtei sairis. And if you don't have to be a gadol, then why are we married to this number 13? Who cares if you're 13, 12, 9, 6, or 4? As long as you're a charev, kevar shis, kevar sheva, where you already find ketanim, we're assumed sometimes to be bnei dais bachazal, that already should be enough. Nemesis is that if you look in the achrenim, because of this, they're matchik, pashup shan in the Yerushalmi. The Bach says that really, midday raisa, you have to say, a cotton could be a dayan. It's only midrabanon that Chum didn't want that a cotton should be a dayan. But they said that as long as this cotton already looks like a gadol, he turned 13 years old. So at that point, even though really he's not a gadol, klape shmaya, because if you do the bedikah, you're going to see he's still a cotton. But he turned 13. He looks like a gadol. Everyone thinks he's a gadol. So at that point, the Chachamim said, oik me dine adai raisa, and we'll let him be a dayan. But the Pshat in Yerushalmi is based on the fact that midday raisa, you don't have to be a gadol. Because if midday raisa, you'd have to be a gadol, he's not a gadol. Midday raisa, cotton is fine. It's just the Rabbanon didn't want a 6-year-old to be a dayan. They wanted someone that looks like a gadol. Oh, he's 13 years old. He already looks like a gadol. I didn't bring Shtei Cyrus. Nobody knows. The bottom line is he looks like a gadol. Since he looks like a gadol, that's going to be enough. The Tumim, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, says a similar mahalach. He says this Yerushalmi was talking about a dayan who is a member of a 3-dayan tribunal. Dine Mamanis Peshloishim. We're going to start Masach Sanhedrin in a few weeks. You need 3 dayanim to pass Dine Mamanis. But the Gemara says it's only midrabanan that you need 3. Midday Raisa, 1 would be enough. Certainly if he's a mumcha, 1 would be enough. We're talking about where this is, this child that's being a dayan is not the only dayan. It's a dayan that already, Bezin, that already has a Yochid Mumcha. He's just latching on to be Mekayim Adin the Rabbanon. So Midday Raisa, you don't need it. It's only Midday Rabbanon you need him. So the Rabbanon, again, didn't want to have a full-fledged Kotlin. They said, as long as he looks like a Gadol, that's going to be enough. But Enochinami, if you need him to be the dayan, you would need a Gadol. And if you turn 13 years old, and you're Loi Hevi Shtei Cyrus, you are not a Gadol. Stating that, I think there's a very obvious tzushtel to this, and that is, we're familiar with the halacha of mufla samuchlish. It says in the parsha of Nedarim Ishkiyafli, and we learn from there a halacha that you would think that in order for a person to be able to make a neder, he would have to be bar mitzvah. Stating that, there's an idea of mufla samach le'ish, that even before a person turns bar mitzvah, his neder could be a neder, his nedava could be a nedava, his hektish could be hektish, his erichin could be erichin, his naziris could be a naziris. You don't have to be a gadol. Mufla samach le'ish, that's enough for a person to be able to make it a dog. So what's the definition of a mufla samachlish? Rashi's shita throughout Shas is a mufla samachlish is a 12-year-old boy or an 11-year-old girl. 1 year before bar mitzvah, you're considered a mufla. Mufla is miloshim pela. You're wondrous. You're smart. You're intelligent. That stage, a person is already old enough to be able to make an adab. But the Rambam has a different shita. The Rambam in Hilchas Nedarim, Perik Yud Aleph, Halacha Dalet says as follows. Hoyul vihigiyu lishnei hagedoylin. Once a boy turns 13 years old, nidreim kayamim, his neder is chal, and afal pishalei hevi simonim, even though he didn't bring Shtei Cyrus yet, v'adayim lo nasu gedoylim l'chol davar, and he didn't become a gadol l'chol davar, still his neder is going to be a neder. The dover zem divrei Torah. It's a din deiraisa. Shamufla hasamach leish hektesha hektish v'nedar of nedar. One more time. Hayu v'giyu l'shnei hagdolim. Once a child turns 13 years old, nidreim kayom his neder schal. Afal pishloi hevi simonim. Even though he didn't bring simon, va'adayin le'nasuk doim l'chol dover. Meaning he didn't become a gadol yet. L'chol dover. Magic words. The dover says the Rama midivrei Torah. It's a din deiraisa. Shamufla hasamuch leish hekdesh hektish v'nedar v'nedar. So the Rambam said a few things. Number one, the Rambam says mufla samach leish is a din deiraisa. Let's start the conversation there. Number two, says the Rambam, what's the definition of a mufla samach leish? It's not a 12-year-old boy. It's a 13-year-old boy. If he's 13, he's not mufla samach leish. He's an ish. It's a 13-year-old boy who didn't bring shtei sayas. Says the Rambam that even though he didn't bring simonim, v'adayin lo nasu gedolim l'chol davar, which means he's not a full-fledged adult. He's not an adult l'chol davar. But for some things, we're going to treat him as an adult. And it's for that reason that his neder is going to be a neder. So we have a Rambam, where the Rambam already was mechadish this new idea that you have someone who became 13 who didn't bring shtei sayas. We don't say 13 without sayas is nothing. No, it is something. It's muflas somuch le'ish. And the Rambam says that he's not a gadol l'chol davar. But what do you see from that? The fact that the Rambam said he's not a gadol l'chol davar, that epis vos, this 13-year-old, even though he didn't bring shtei sayas, is going to be considered a gadol. The Rambam in Hilchos Shgogos, Perek Tes Halacha Gimel, Ben Teisha Shana V'Yoymechad Shabbat Shivcha Charufa, a 9-year-old boy that was born Shivcha Charufa. So lots of Shivcha Charufa, Machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva that it's a chetzio Shivcha v'chetzio bas chayrin who married an Eved Ivri. So even though somewhat she's an Eishes Ish, and ordinarily if someone's boil an Eishes Ish, she's chay misa, she's different. If someone's boil her, he only has to bring a carbon asham, an asham shivcha charufa. So says the Rambam, a 9-year-old boy, a cop, who was bal shivcha charufa, he loika, she brings, she gets malchus, for whom may be carb? He brings a carbon. Says the Rambam, v'yirali, at what age does he bring the carbon? Can't bring it right away. You know why? Because he's 9 years old. She'enoi mevi ad she'yagdil v'yir ben das. You know when he brings the carbon? When he becomes a gadol, and he becomes a bar das. But before then, he can't bring a carbon. In Roger Chavagoy, it's often as Paneach, hot gestelt, Belashoine Hazov Shal Rambam. Anche Yagdil Viye, what does Viye Ben Das mean? What should the Rambam say? Anche Yagdil. He's 9, he can't bring a carbon. You know when he's going to be able to bring a carbon? When he becomes bar mitzvah. So the Rambam should have said, Ve'inay Mevi carbon, Anche Yagdil. Why did Rambam have to add, Anche Yagdil Viye Ben Das? Every word in this is prime real estate, the Rambam. Can't just varf l'shoynis in Yad Chazaka. Every square foot's worth a lot of money. So the Rambam goes and he says, Ad sheyagdol v'yir ben das. What's the v'yir ben das? Zok tirogot shavagoyin. You know what the Rambam was alluding to? He was alluding to his own chiddush in Perek Yudal Filchus Adar Malach Adal. Because the Rambam holds that there's two shiurim in gadlos. There's the shiur when you become a gadol l'chol davar. When is that? When you turn 13. And you bring shtei sayas, and then there's this year when you become a gadol, where you're not a gadol yet, l'chol davar, but you're a gadol for some things. When is that? When you're a mufla, when you have das. And the Rambam says 13 without sayas is that age of mufla samach leish. So the Rambam said, "Enoi mevi ad sheyagdol hadirogut shavagoyin gezok." I would have thought that he means until you're a full fledged bar mitzvah boy. What is that? You're 13 and you have shtei sayas. So the Rambam, that's not what it means. It's enoi mevi ad sheyagdol v'yir ben das. It's, you don't need to be a full-fledged gadol. All you need is das. Once you're a mufla samach le'ish, epis vos, you're a gadol. You're a gadol, you already have das. Are you a full-fledged gadol? No, you're not gadol l'chol davar. But on some level, you are a gadol. And that's what the Rambam is referring to. It's the Rambam l'shitasai. That the Rambam holds this two shiurim in gadlus. There's gadol, which means you're 13 with two shtei sayas. That's when you're a full-fledged gadol. But there's also a godless when you're not a full-fledged gadol. But on some level, with regards to certain halachas, you are going to be treated a gadol. The Rambam said it clearly in Hilchos Nedarim and Perek Yud-Aleph Halacha Dalet, when he describes the mufla samach le'ish, he refers to him as a gadol that's not a gadol l'chol davar. Clearly implying that for some things he is a gadol, and that's what the Rambam meant over here, that he doesn't have to wait ad sheyagdol until he becomes a full-fledged gadol. But ad sheyagdol v'yeh ben das, as long as he's a mufla samach le'ish, as long as he has das, that's enough godless that you would need in order to bring a carving. I'm going to tell you a third Rambam. Listen to this. The Rambam is in Hilchos Soita, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. The Rambam has a list of ve'elu hanoshim she'ina ruyim lishtois. These are women that even though they technically follow the steps of Soita, but they don't drink the Mei Soita. And Rambam has a list of women, the Chamesh Esrei Noshim. So you have the Chamesh Esrei Noshim in the beginning of Masechtas Yevamos. You have the other Chamesh Esrei Noshim, the 15 women that don't drink the Mei Soita. It says the Rambam, the Eluhain, Arusa, V'shemeres Yobam, V'ktana Ish Sagodol, and this is the one we need. V'gdoyla Ish Sakotan. A gdoyla Ish Sakotan says, the Rambam doesn't drink Mei Saita. So let's play it out. You have a katan, He's married to a Gidoyla, Kinoi, Stira. You bring her to Bezdin. Whoa. He's a Katan, she's a Gdaila, there's no Saita. Why not? Because she's a Gdaila, it's just like a Freitim and Cheskenuch. And Mitzvah Shin Samachay. How in the world could you have a Gdaila, it's just a Katan? How is it even possible? A Katan can't marry. Talk to him in Cheskenuch. We just learned it tomorrow. Yibu, he was a Bentesh son of Yoy Nechad. He was Miyabimur. Then marry now Midai Raisa. That's where it's going to be negate. Alternatively, says the Cheskenuch, it could be this has to do with a Shita's Rebarzeli that the Noidim Yehuda brings in a few tshuvas. There was this very Mechudish to Geshita that some of the place can bring, that it could be a father could be Mekadish his son on his son's behalf because of Zochin La'adam Shalei Befanav. But either way, says the Mechas Chinuch, that's probably what you're going to have to say. But I'm going to tell you something else. Zok the Meiser Ekeach. You know what's pshat in this Rambam? It's the Rambam L'shitasai. When the Rambam says Katan, the Rambam didn't mean he's a full flay. He doesn't mean he's 9 years old. He doesn't mean he's 10 years old. He means he's 13 years old, but he didn't bring Shtei Sairis. And if he's 13 and he didn't bring Shtei Sairis, that means he's a Katan. But Memarav Shach, if he's a Katan, then how did he get married? The Teretz is, the Rambam holds that once someone turns 13, even though he doesn't bring Shtei Sairis, he gets certain halachas like a Gadol. His Nedarim on Nedarim. He could bring a carbon. The Hashem Shivcha Charufa, like the Rogach of a Goyim, was Medayik in the Rambam, Perek Tes, Hilchish Gogas. He could be Mekadosh and Isha as well. So he could be Mekadosh and Isha. So from that standpoint, we view him as a Gadol. But at the same time, being that he's not a Gadol L'chol Davar, we still view him as a Katan in Hilchas Saita. So in Hilchas Kedushin, he was a Gadol. In Hilchas Saita, he was a Katan. But you have to know how to slice and dice this. You have this in between. You have this Gadol, who's a Gadol, a Mitzas Dvarim. So the Mitzas Dvarim, such as Nedarim, Asham Shef Charufa Kedushin, we treat him as a Gadol. As it relates to Chesaita and Chanami, he's going to be treated as a Katan. So the Gdoyla Eishes HaKatan is going to be treated as a Katan in that regards, and that's why there's not going to be the Parashat Saita. But either way, let's come full circle. We started off with a Yesh Oimrim that the Mechaber brings a Chayshu Mishpat Simen Zayin, the Makar is a Yerushalmi, that how old does someone have to be in order to be a Dayin? V'Yesh Oimrim to be Ben Yud Gimel Umaylo Kosher V'Afilu Lo Yehevi Shtei Cyrus. And we said it doesn't make any sense. What does 13 without Cyrus mean? Manavshach. If you need to be a Gadol, you should need to stay Cyrus. Elamai, you don't have to be a Gadol. It's totally in your Charifus. Then, Kvar Shis, Kvar Sheva, then what? What's 13 without stay Cyrus? It's a Rambam Shita. That's what 13 without stay Cyrus is. When you're 13, even if you don't have stay Cyrus, you're a Gadol. Look, Gabi, certain things. It's a Rambam in three places. In Hilchas Nadar, Perik Yidalv, Hilchas Shkogas, Perik Tes, and Hilchas Saita, Perik Base. So here you have a Yerushalmi. Maybe that was the Rambam's Makar even. Now you have a Yerushalmi that says the same idea, that 13 without Cyrus is a level of godless, and that's what the Yerushalmi holds. You don't have to be a full-fledged Gadol, but Epis, a Gadol, you have to be. What's that shear of Miktsas Gadol? Where you're a Gadol for some things, but you're not a Gadol for all things. It's when you turn 13 and you don't have two Cyrus, and this is the first part. The second order, which is a little bit shorter, and that is yesterday, a lot of bit shorter. We mentioned the Noida B'Yehuda. The Noida B'Yehuda's fascinating tshuva regarding this idea that a person does not become a Bar Oinshin B'dinei Shamayim until he turns 20 years old. So Bezin Shalmata punishes once a person turns 13, but Bezin Shalmaila does not punish until a person turns 20. And the Noida B'Yehuda said that I've seen people that made the mistake. They think that one day you're going to go up. After 120, you're going to stand in front of the Kisei HaKovid. Like the Gemara says, Da less from Shana. We're going to knock out. Take 20 off the top. That we're not even looking at the first 20 years. You're going to get a full year. I was a teenager. I was 16 years old. I had hormones. What do you want from my life? Doesn't work that way. That's not the way it's going to be, says the Noda B'Yehuda. And I've seen people make that mistake. He says, it can't be. And I'll read it to you in sides. U'ledaiti loy mistaber shloyeh shum oyne shamayim ala adam koydem esrim shon. V'nimtza oylem hefker. Because if that's the case, it's going to be anarchy. V'yirtzach esreyeyu k'shloyeh shamayim. People will kill people as long as no one's looking. V'yinaf v'yaseh kol te'eves Hashem. It can't be. U'ledaiti hakavon. So what does it mean? On this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not punish a person if the person is only 16 years old. But a person will be punished for everything he did, even what he did when he was 16. But after a person dies, listen to L'shoyme Hazov Shalom Neidu Behuda. But after a person dies, everything that the person did is going to be shown to him. Everything he did from the time that he became a Bardas. even when he reaches the Oinos HaPutos, even those Averos that he did from the time he was 6 or 7 years old, as long as he knows that what he's doing is an Avera, so when the Rebbe Yehuda concludes his piece, he says, you know what really is going to happen after 120? We're not going to knock out the first 20 years. No, we're going to look at the first 20 years. At what age are we going to start looking at? So I would have thought from Bar Mitzvah. Says the Rebbe, that's not what it means. As soon as the child becomes a Bar Das, once he reaches the Inas HaPu'utas, at that point, he's going to have to be Soivel Kefi Maisa. But when I saw the Rebbe Yehuda, I thought this was a Davar Chadash. Because ordinarily, the idea of Pu'utas is a Halacha in Hilchis. It's a sugyan chashamishpat. You're right, he has das. But the Mishnah says in Masechtas Avos, ben sholish esrei l'mitzvos. Until you turn 13 years old, you're not obligated to do mitzvahs. So if you're not obligated to do mitzvahs, why do you have to be soivel kafi myself for mitzvahs that you didn't do or averus that you did do before the age of our mitzvah? Shteita on the night of Yehuda, a davar chadash. You see over here that even a katan is going to have to give din v'cheshvin for the averus that he does. The emes is, the Neid Behuda says it's in another place. And I'm going to show you a Neid Behuda l'shitasai, and this is in the Tzlach, in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We're all familiar with the story of Shmuel. So Shmuel, his mother was Chana, didn't have children for many, many years. And finally, she has a baby, Shmuel, Alanara Zehis Palalti, and she dedicates Shmuel to Avodas HaKodesh. He's going to be in the Beis HaMikdash, serving together with Eli. And the Gemara tells a story. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shmuel Moira Halacha Lufnei Rabbi Haya. Shmuel was a Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. He paskin the Shaila in the presence of his Rebbe. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Vayishchatu es hapar, Vayaviu es hanar el Eli. What happened was, I'll skip a little bit, Eli was looking for a Kayin to shecht a carbon. Shmuel sees that Eli is looking for a kohen, so he goes to Eli and he says, "Lama l'chula aduri basa kohen l'mishchat? Why do you need a kohen to do shechita? Shechita bizarre, ksheira. He went to breast. He knows kasha. Shechita is kasha bizarre. Why do you need to find a kohen? I saw the kamei de Eli. So they brought Shmuel in front of Eli. Amalei minolacha. How do you know Shmuel? How do you know that shechita is ksheira bizarre? So he told him a whole drasha. He said how he knows it. So he told him back, Meimar shapaka amrit. Shmuel, you're tiny, very good. Miro, unfortunately, Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi Chat. You're a Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. V'chola Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi Chayav Misa. And Shmuel said, Eli said, we're going to have to kill Shmuel. Asya Chana, Chana came, V'kotsofcha Kameh. And she started crying, Alanar Azez, Palalti, the rest is history. But the point is that Shmuel was a Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi, and because of that, his Rebbe, Eli, said, Yechayit Misa. Freak the Mashah, on this Gemara, Chidushi Agav is, that if you do the back of the envelope arithmetic, you're going to find out that Shmuel was a katan at the time. If he was a katan, he couldn't have been Chayit Misa. A katan's not about Reinshin. So if he was a katan, how in the world could Shmuel have contemplated giving him Misa? L'chura, he was a katan. Says the Mashah, a dover neira, in light of everything we said. I'm sorry. But he's not Chayim Misa B'dei Adam, he's Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. And being that he's Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim, Misa B'dei Shemayim is possible even for a Kotter. Now, at first glance, doesn't make any sense. Misa B'dei Shemayim, you're Chayim for a Kotter, just the opposite. Misa B'dei Adam is 13. Misa B'dei Shemayim is 20. So I was thinking, you know what the Teretz probably is? Mashal held like the Chassam Sofer. We mentioned the Chassam Sofer yesterday in the Tshuva, Kufnun Hey, that the Chassam Sofer said that when is it true that Hashem doesn't punish until a person turns 20? That's for the Hirasha, like the Daramabel, Sara before Mantaira, that Das Koirach, things that are not Taryag mitzvahs. So Hashem is angry, he's punishing for some more global macro reason. So there, if you're less than 20, you're not going to be included in that punishment. That's where you find this idea. But if someone eats Nevela, for example, no such thing that you're not going to get punished because you're less than 20 years old. So very good. Hashem may be held the same way. I mean, it's not answering the question really, because he's still a katan. That was the point. But either way, bottom line is, as I freaked the Mashah, and the Mashah's teretz would seem to be very dach. Zok the Neid Yehuda in Tzlach, and I'll read it to you inside, that it's true, Shmuel at the time was a katan. However, being that he was a very intelligent katan, how do you know he's an intelligent katan? He just paskin the halacha. He just said that shechitas ksheir bazar. Kilav fi roiv chach masai, rohi la nishai. Being that he was such a chacham, he deserved the punishment. Av shekotan ain't a baroinchin, even though a katan's not a baroinchin, ze shechachim tuva? Says in Rabbi Yehuda, it's possible to punish a katan if he's intelligent enough that he should have realized that he had no business doing this. You could punish him when he's a katan. This is the night of the Lashitasa. I've annoyed to be Yehuda, a diuk in a night of Yehuda. He literally says it, Masiach Lefitumai. He throws in the sugya pautais, the sugya with all its weight, into a nusach that he's using when he talks about how it works once after 120, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish a person kefi maisa from that virus that he did from when he was at the age of Pu'utais. Pu'utais, what does Pu'utais have to do with anything? He's still a katan. The Teretz says it's the same night of Yehuda. The Yehuda said that Shmuel, who was a katan, being that he was a chacham, being that he understood, he was chayiv miso even for what he did. Just because you're a katan doesn't mean that you're exempt and you don't have to do. It could be, you'll even be punished. It's the night of Yehuda in his famous tshuva, Yerideya Tinyana Kufsa Mechdalin, and it's in Slach, Mesechtes Brachas, Daf Lamed Aleph on the base. But the truth is, and this will be a segue into part three tomorrow, we'll just leave with this little cliffhanger, and that is there's a Ramah. The Ramah says in Hilchos Shabbos, Eirechaim Simen Shin Mem Gimel. So we have this Gevaldige Chiddush from the night of Yehuda, right? No one ever heard it. Let me tell you, Rabbah. The cotton shehikes aviv, a cotton that hit his father, or you aviv sharaveis, the katnusa, who does other ways when he's a cotton, afal pisha in itzarach shuvah shehigadol. Even though when he becomes a gadol, he doesn't have to do tshuva, because he was a cotton. He wasn't bar mitzvah yet. Mikamakim toivloi, sheyikabel al atzmai, ezer dover l'tshuva l'kapara. It would be appropriate for him to take upon himself something for a dover tshuva or kapara, afal pisha avar koidim shenasa baronchen. Even though what he did when he was a katan. And at first glance, what's Pashup Shan in this Ramah? If he's a katan, why does he have to do everything? Grosh, Delsu, Gemara, Mesach, the Sanhedrin, Dachman, Ham, and Days. We've spoken about this Gemara in the past. We'll talk more about it, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow. But either way, said, for this Chiddush from the Rebbe Yehuda would seem to possibly be a Mefurisha Ramah. And again, a lot more tomorrow.